When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and what is going on, everybody? Hopefully, you're having a good day today. I'm having a great day. Weather is fantastic, other than it's 900-mile-an-hour winds here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. But at least it's warm. It's definitely warm. I got to get out and ride the bike today. I got to take it to work. It's not too cold. It's not too warm. It's really kind of perfect, other than the wind. I wouldn't want to be on, you know, on a moto adventure with that much wind, but you know, at the end of the day, we don't really get to pick and choose sometimes, you know, how things are going to be, but the weather is definitely warm enough to ride. So, well, I got out and I took the long way home. Hey, first time, or if it's not your first time and you haven't subscribed, man, make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you're part of the 690 ADV. We're definitely doing our best to try to get stuff out there to help everybody, especially new riders, intermediate riders, and people that are trying to come over to the dual sport side of the world, because it is different. It's not the same as just your street riding and your dirt riding. You get the best of both worlds. That's what makes it really cool and fantastic. So make sure that you hit that subscribe. And if you would like to be a sponsor, don't forget to hit that button and be a monthly sponsor for us. You can get us on Patreon if you want, patreon.com/690ADV. You can also get us on anchor.fm if you're using that app. And you can sponsor us that way. And not only that, if you need any gear or anything, and you're going to buy something anyway, just hit our Amazon store, amazon.com/shop/690ADV. Every purchase that you make through Amazon, going through that link, if you're buying gear from us, some of the things like the helmet that I wear, or gloves, or you know, just knickknacks for your bike and all that type of stuff, to camping gear, to all that stuff, every little bit counts. We don't get very much, but like I said, that little bit, it helps keep this channel and this podcast going. So we do appreciate it anytime that you want to help that out. Okay, on to the podcast today. Dual sport bikes. Great dual sport bikes to get started on. There's so many of them out there. And man, I'll tell you what, it's growing like mad. And that is awesome, to be quite honest with you, because the more interest, the more stuff that we get. And that is what makes it amazing. So, dual sport bikes. What are some of the best dual sport bikes if you're coming over? Even though you've been riding for years on end, these are different. These are not like CBRs and they're not like Harleys. They're just different. They feel different. They ride differently. Overall, they're still motorcycles. And if you've been riding for a while, it won't take you long to get these things figured out. But they are different. But what are some of the good bikes to get into or purchase if you're just wanting to get into dual sport? But you don't really want to break the bank. You don't want to go out and spend, you know, $15,000, $20,000 on a dual sport or an adventure motorcycle. You just want to kind of dip your toe in. And you kind of want to test it out and make sure that you like it, or maybe even pick up a used one. Well, here's some of the great ones that you can look at that aren't going to break the bank. And man, they're perfect for everybody. And they're really honestly perfect for that new rider. First one, I own one. It's fantastic. It's so much fun to ride. It's not overpowered and it's not underpowered. Now you'll get some guys been ride and say, oh, it's a slug and it doesn't have whatever. I don't listen to those guys because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to be Speedy Gonzalez. I'm not trying to be Super Racer. I'm not trying to jump and do tabletops with my dual sport bikes and my enduro bikes. I want to get out and I want to see stuff. I want to enjoy it. I want to bring it all in. I want to go out and see those things that I can't just do on a street bike. That's what makes dual sporting so amazing. So the Honda CRF 250L, and they just came out with that new Honda CRF 300L. Perfect. Muy perfect. So it really is. Those Hondas are fantastic. And if you want something that's really cool looking and a little bit more street oriented, that Rally's fantastic too. And it comes in the same flavors, the 250 Rally and the 300 Rally now. And they're not too expensive. I don't want to get into MSRPs and stuff like that. You can look those up yourself. They're very easy. Just go to Google and just type in those bikes with MSRP after it, and you can get the MSRP. Because the big kicker is that most of these bikes you can pick up for under $6,000. And definitely used, you can get them under $6,000. Almost all of these. And not only that, every dealer is going to be a little bit different. Some are more aggressive than others, some are not. So that's kind of one of those things. You just need to find out where your budget's at. But the Hondas, the CRF 250 and the 300s, perfect, fantastic bikes. Single cylinders, they get great gas mileage, they have a nice upright, you know, riding position, they look like big dirt bikes, they've got pretty decent clearance on them for going off-road. You can outfit them with all sorts of amazing, cool, fantastic aftermarket stuff and totally adventurize these bikes. From off-road lights, to skid plates, to panniers, to tail racks, to hand guards, to oversized windshields, and then the tire selections, 2118. Totally perfect, just like the KTM 690. I love that tire size. I didn't think I would, but I really do. And I get it, that 1-inch tire size makes a huge difference in the rear. Now, 6-speed, they get great intervals, which means the maintenance is really cheap on these bikes. They're super, super, super reliable. They'll get out on the highway, they'll do the business, and not only that, they're a lot of fun to get out and ride. Next bikes, from Kawasaki. And I tell you what, Kawasaki makes some really, really fantastic bikes. And I'm very excited because of some of the news that came out late last year. And we'll talk about it here in just a second. But the first one that is in the lineup is the KLX 250, the S. And not only that, that bike is really good. I don't care for the muffler a whole lot. It really restricts that bike a ton. But if you upgrade that muffler, boy, it sure does uncork it a lot. It makes it a little bit more peppy and more zeppy, makes it a whole lot of fun. But that bike is really fantastic. Another single cylinder bike from Kawasaki. Like I said, the KLX 250S, it's got the look. I like the new additions that they came out with in the late 2019, 2020 with the digital camo. I think it looks fantastic. They're really cool. Just like the 250 from Honda, that KLX from Kawasaki, perfect for new riders. All of these are perfect for new riders. It'll get out, it'll do the business, it's got pretty good clearance, it's got good tire selection, it sips fuel. That's the beauty part about these bikes. They get amazing, fantastic gas mileage when you want to get out and go hit the road or some commuting, or if you're just going to do some back road traveling, with maybe you want to do some camping or something like that. They're perfect because guess what? They sip fuel. They don't hold a ton of gas for a reason. They don't need it. They get somewhere between 60, 70 miles to the gallon. These things do a great job. Other cool thing, Kawasaki, like I said, late last year, what did they introduce? Just like Honda, biff, bam, boom, the 300 KLX from Kawasaki. Looks super cool. It's got more power, still perfect for that new rider. It's not gonna break the bank. It's not too expensive. Now, granted, with it's new, you're not going to be picking up a used on this side of the bike. But not only that, it's just a great and fantastic bike. It just works. It's got the look. It looks like a big dirt bike. Good clearance. Single cylinder. 6-speed. You know, you're going to be able to get lots of aftermarket parts for these bikes. And they're going to get out and do the business. That's what's nice. Now, some of these are going to be a little taller than others. Lowering links. Always remember, doesn't matter what motorcycle you buy, you'll get a lot of people who are like, ah, it's too tall, or it's too this, or it's too that, or it's too yada, yada, yada. Stop. Just remember, two words, lowering link. If you have a problem with it, man, email me, 690adb@gmail.com, man, and I will go to work for you, and I'll try to find that lowering link that's going to get that bike to the height that you want it to be. Remember, anytime you lower a bike, You have to lower the front end just a little bit so that you compensate for the drop in the back end so that your bike doesn't get kind of squirrely. You can look that up most of the time with a lowering link. They'll tell you how much to drop your front forks. If not, like I said, 690ADV@gmail.com. I'll go to work for you and do my best to help you out with that. Now, next bike, this one right here, I did a video on it. Don't forget our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/690ADV. We got about 300 plus videos. Yamaha makes fantastic dual sport bikes that work for everybody. There's only two that I really want to talk about. Now there's one that's in there, and guys will actually are dedicated to these bikes. I'm just going to brief on it real quick. That TW200 is so cool. It's got the big fat wheels in the front and the back. It's street legal. It'll get out. It'll do the stuff. I know a lot of guys that'll travel on them. It's not my thing. I would love to own one just to tinker and play around just around the neighborhood, do some commuting, some local trail riding. But I just don't know if I'd want to do a trip on it. But for a new rider, that TW200, look it up. Very cool, very neat. Not really the bike I want to talk about. I've got two from Yamaha that I'd love to talk about and bring them out to you. The first one, the WR250R. Now, I know they discontinued that bike, but there's still so many of those in circulation. Guess what? If you're lucky enough to get in and get you a new one, kudos, thumbs up, congratulations. You probably grabbed one of the best 250 dual sport motorcycles ever produced. Well, they're discontinuing it as of this or last year, actually. But there's tons of used ones. You'll be able to find one. They're slowly going to start coming out, and you're going to be able to grab one if you want one. Now, you're going to pay a little bit for these bikes only because they really, truly hold their value. Because they're so good and they're so fantastic. You can outfit these things like mad. You can make them into anything you want to. You can turn them into full-blown adventure bikes, and they're perfect for new riders and intermediate riders. All of these bikes are. But that WR250R is super, 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 cannot say super enough, fantastic bike. All the way from commuting to traveling to anything that you want to do, that bike will do it, and it does it very well, if not the best, out of all the 250 dual sports. The next one, like I said, I did a video. I call it the little dual sport that can, because it can, and it can do everything. It's really awesome, and it's perfect for short riders. It's got a low seat height, but it's got lots of clearance. It's got almost as much clearance as my KTM 690. But how do you get that much clearance on a bike like that? Well, what they've done is they've saddled out the seat so that you sit nice and low, but they still kept everything up. The bike's built around trials bikes. I don't want to get into that, but those are those bikes you see guys jumping all over rocks and all that stuff and up on trees, walls. That's what it's built around. Super fantastic. The XT250 from Yamaha. It's a great bike. You can pick them up, use. They're still in production. They've been in production forever. I would be shocked if they ever discontinue that bike. Single cylinder, all of these are single cylinders, and they get, again, fantastic, amazing fuel mileage. But that XT250, super cool. Good tire selection on it. You can get lots of aftermarket parts. You can travel on it. My buddy's wife has one. I got to ride hers. That's what I did my review on. YouTube.com/690ADV. You can find it right there in our playlists. But that bike, it for what it is, you would never think that that little thing has as much zip power that it has. It really does. And it's so much fun to ride. It will turn on a dime. That thing will turn tighter than any motorcycle I've ever ridden, ever. It's super, super, super tight. And it's super fun. It's super nimble. And it's great for female riders. And I think girls can ride every bike there. Man, there's some girls that can just absolutely flat take care of it and do the business. There are some girls that I follow on Facebook. And I tell you what, they can flat out get it. They do a great, great job. And they can ride, as far as I'm concerned, some of these guys can ride better than the guys. That being said, that XT250 is such a great bike. It's so inexpensive, and it's perfect for short, girls, guys, anybody alike. They just do a great, great job, and you can get out and you can travel on them. They're super, super amazing motorcycles. So the Yamaha XT250 and the WR250R are just great, fantastic bikes. That TW200, super cool too. Check it out. It just looks cool. Suzuki. There's really two bikes from Suzuki. One, I just think the DR650 is just a little big for new riders. Not saying that you can't do it. I don't want to get into the DR650 too much, but I think it's a great bike. If you've got some experience underneath you, I think it really is a good bike to get out there. Do your research on that before you jump into that. Might be a little too much bike just for its size, but it is a great bike. But the one bike that I really would like to talk about, there's two of them. One, I think it's just a little underpowered for doing travel, but local commuting, I don't think you could go wrong with it. DR200 doesn't have a ton of power, but it's cheap. It's a single cylinder. And guess what? If you're doing local commuting and stuff like that and hitting some local trails, perfect. I don't know if I'd want to do a long range travel ride on that, but you could. Guys, do it. I just don't know if I would do it. That's the only thing. But the bike I would like to talk about, the DRZ400. The DRZ400, guys love them. Guys don't want to ever get rid of them. It's a single cylinder. It's got plenty of power. It is basically, it'll do anything. It'll absolutely do anything. And that's probably the upper echelon for the power for all these bikes that we're talking about. Tons of aftermarket parts. It'll get out, do the business. It's a little tall. Lowering links, remember, lowering links. Bring the bike down to the height that you want. But you can really outfit that DRZ400 and make it super, super cool. You really can. You can adventurize it, you can make it look amazing, and you can get out and you can, there's guys that circumnavigate the entire US, if not the world, on these bikes. So, but the DRZ400, you're gonna pay a little bit for it, just like the WR250R, but the good news is, they all hold their value, and the good news, other than that, it's gonna last a lifetime. All of these bikes have long maintenance intervals, which means it's going to be very cheap to own. It's easy to work on, and you can wrench them yourself and basically take care of them, and it doesn't cost much, and they all get fantastic fuel mileage. So all these bikes are perfect for new riders, and more of these bikes are coming, which is really, really awesome. This is a perfect time to get into dual sport or adventure riding because there's so many choices that are out there. There's even more than this. But some of these are probably for a little bit more experienced riders, and that's not what this is about today. This is really about that new rider or the guy coming over that doesn't want to really break the bank. So think about any of these bikes. Look them up on Google or check them out on YouTube or any of that type of stuff, and you can't go wrong with any of them. I'm telling you right now, it is a win, win, win with any one of these motorcycles, even if you buy them used. You're gonna have a great investment. And if it doesn't work out for you, you'll get, if not all your money back, you'll get most of it back. I hope this helps somebody or many people. Hopefully you can get out and ride. If you do ride and you're just listening in and checking out the podcast, thanks so much. And if you have any ideas for a podcast that you'd like for me to talk about, man, hit me up, 690ADV@gmail.com. And I'd love to talk about it and see if I can't answer the questions that you want, because the question that you might want to ask, there may be 500 to 1,000 people that have the exact same question that you do. I appreciate you. Get out, be safe, and be nice to one another, because you know what? Motorcycle riding is not about one person. It's about all of us. So be safe, be kind, have fun, enjoy the weather, and if you're getting into dual sport, congratulations. Welcome to the club, and I tell you what, get your bike, and I'll tell you what, I've said it a million times, send me some pictures of the bike that you got and say that you heard about me on the Radio 690 ADV, and we appreciate you. Don't forget about our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV. I'm Joe, your host, 690 out.